Welcome to Spirit's Path Podcast. I'm your host, Farron. Come walk with me as we explore all the ways we can become one with ourselves and ultimately everybody else. Welcome to the podcast. In our last episode, I was sharing with you about how philosophies and theories are meant to be helpful. That's what it's called. And the one before that is called How We Perceive Energy is Changing. And I'm telling you this because I'm about to give you another energetically inspired episode. And I just wanted to make sure that you knew there are other episodes for you to check out in regards to what I'm about to speak about. But you don't have to see, you don't have to listen to them first or anything. It just seems to be the way to go with 2024. Speaking about energy, I mean. So on to this week's episode. As far as I'm concerned, the best thing a spiritually minded person can do right now is refine their energy. Some people call it, what is it they call it? Oh, energetic hygiene. That's great. To me, that's a little bit confusing, although I like the sentiment. Refining your energy has a lot to do with what you're putting out and what you're taking in, how you're carrying it around with you. So what is it? It would be energy. So how you're consuming energy, how you're using energy, and also how you carry it around with you. Three different things. And of course, we have that one blanket word, energy, but eventually I'm assuming these things will develop. I'm hoping that they do. So think about that for a moment. What you're taking in. This isn't just food and air. This has a lot to do with what you're looking at and what you're listening to. Like right now, I'm trying to speak to you about this and there is someone screaming outside and there are two buses that are confused. I can hear that they don't know what's going on. Whatever, they're making a lot of bus sounds and then there's a screaming person. And here I am trying to talk to you about refining your energy in regards to what you're hearing. I couldn't make that up if I tried. So my point is that if you perhaps live in a space where there's a lot of excess noise and you start to get very used to that, that is going to become a kind of energetic static, and it becomes very difficult over time to deal with that. It's almost like baggage. So this is something you need to keep in mind. If you do live in a space like that, it's not a bad idea to figure out how to work with some kind of sensory deprivation. I personally have a tendency in the morning to kind of wrap my head up. What I mean by that is cover my ears and my eyes and spend a little bit of time like that. Doesn't cut everything out, but I don't really need it to at this time. I just thought I'd share a little bit of an action that you can do. You can do that in meditation. You can do that laying down in bed. There's all kinds of ways that you can do that. Some people get headphones. And I know that, I mean, I have a whole variety of different glasses that I wear, although obviously not in the morning. But the way I see things, so colored glasses and those anti-blue glasses, which to me only work a little bit, but changing how you're looking out at things is a big deal when it comes to consumption of energy, because this is something that becomes overlooked. Energy refinement is a very individual practice, which is based on your personal experience. However, putting some universal practices in there, in place, will assist you in getting to the position where you can create your own practices. They're like stepping stones, and some of them you carry with you, and some of them you leave behind. So the main areas that you would want to think about, the main areas of interest here would be how you're waking up in the morning and what you do before bed. These are very important times. I have episodes on intentions and affirmations that you can go back and check out. That has a lot to do with the morning and the evening as well. But for now, I want to suggest two main things. One, before you go to bed, it's very important that you set yourself up for the morning. I don't know what your life looks like, but for me, that looks like making sure the dishes are done, making sure my meditation cushion is ready for me, and that anything I need for meditation is set up and waiting before I go to bed. And then I do some energetic practices. Some of them are physical, like dry brushing. I don't remember the Ayurvedic term for that. Please excuse me. It is Ayurveda. It's not just dry brushing, okay? But I can't remember the term. Sorry about that. And I also do a particular energetic practice where you call back your power, or you call back all of the leftover energy from all interactions that you've had during the day. This has been very important for me on a number of levels. It helps me feel supported. It also helps me clear out any leftover information that doesn't need to really be out there. You have to be open to these things working. Otherwise, there's no point in really doing them. Okay, so if you don't understand why calling back your energy is going to be helpful, you don't do that until it feels right for you. This is very important, because doing it when you don't believe it is just going to reinforce that you don't believe it. I don't know. You're just going to have to trust me on that one. As you're falling asleep, this is when a lot of people do an affirmation or some kind of a psychological, you know, input. If you want to do those things, go for it. I don't think that's very necessary all the time, although I have gone through that process. For today, all I want you to keep in mind is setting yourself up for the next day and making sure to call back your energy and support your physical system before you get into your bed. So that can be by scent, you know, a nice oil, and making sure you wash your face and do anything that feels good for your system, for your body. And then also calling back the energy, like I said. In the morning when you wake up, whether or not you do affirmations, intentions, and mantra in the morning is up to you. I have a lot of different things that I do. Often it's mantra. I also do a visualization of color that is very hard to explain, so I can't really. But if you understand how to move through chakra dharana, you can understand about moving through color. It's the same type of process where you imagine yourself with a particular color. But what's even more important than that one is, even if you can't visualize this, it's very important that you just do this if you are planning on working with energy at all, okay? Again, if you don't believe this stuff, I don't know why you're listening to me. This is very important that you believe it. You will place an orb around you for the day. Imagine something that nobody else can see. It's like a little force field. You can call it whatever you want. You can even place a color, but I would probably not do that right away until you get used to kind of dealing with what it is that you're doing. So it's an orb of protection around you for the day. You do it in the morning or before you leave your home, but it's better in the morning, and you just do it and do it with a loving, caring tone. You just say out loud what it is that you're doing, or you know what? Actually, you don't have to do it out loud. You can do it in your head. A lot of people like to do these things out loud. You definitely don't have to. because the chances are very high that your guides and your guardians, if you work with angels or anything like that, they're not speaking to you that way, so you don't have to speak to them that way, although you can. Another thing that's very important is not just your inner voice, but the tone in which you speak to other people. So this tone that you use is not, it's not, for a lot of people, it's very difficult to change it. So I have trouble changing my tone. I have a different tone for different things that I'm going through. If I'm speaking about something important or something that is very emotional for me, the chances are pretty high that it's going to come out not emotional, and that confuses people, but that just helps me keep clear. But see what I said though? It confuses people. So that abruptness changes the interconnectivity, which isn't going to help you energetically. And that's what we're talking about. So if you want to refine your energy, if you're not sure of how you're going to say something, you probably don't want to say it. Now, this isn't me saying don't speak up for yourself or anything like that. I'm talking about in spiritual and very important conversations about things that are helping you expand and grow in this lifetime. So that's not just a conversation. That's not a conversation with just anyone. You know what I mean? So we went over sound. If you have a very loud environment, you need to get into a position where you can block that out sometimes so that your body and your energetic system isn't always processing if that's something it needs to do something about. Because that's not the easiest thing to have happening all the time. The other thing is not just how you think, but how you speak. So how the words are coming out of your mouth, when the words are coming out of your mouth, is it possible that you can be a little bit more mindful? And I, like I said, I'm not saying let people just roll right over you. I'm just saying if you have the option, take the other person into consideration. This way you don't abrupt the natural connectivity, the natural interconnectivity, and you can be wise about your connections. So the other thing is the orb, right? That's just there. Once you start doing it, you get used to it. Another important aspect of that is if you don't work with guides and guardians, which is something I'm about to speak about, you can just refer to the orb of light, okay? Before you leave your home, you want to ask your guides and your guardians to come with you to circle around you, maybe protect you on your route, make sure that you find all of the best foods and the best people to speak to. You know, this, you can look at this psychologically in a number of ways. What this does is set your nervous system up for having a better time so that you're looking out for things that are actually in your benefit versus things to protect yourself from. Okay, so you're reverting that to something else, your guides and your guardians. And then you're being opened up to the things that are best for you on your path. So here's an example. The other day I went for a walk and I called in my guides and my guardians. I said, please come with me and allow me to find the most important signs and symbols for my spiritual growth for today on this walk. And this is exactly what happened. What you do is you set yourself up for the possibility of finding, like for me, it was finding signs and symbols along the lines of what I was working on that day, right? It can be anything. If you're just not feeling great, go on the walk and ask your guides to guide you towards something that's going to assist you in whatever it is that you are working with. It's important to have some kind of an intention also every day. I've heard some spiritual speakers say, you know, set an intention. I would like to feel more joy today, and something like that. Those are nice and helpful. I feel like you can just look out for those things and understand when you're trying to not find joy. Do you get what I'm saying? Because, I mean, I don't know. It's hard to really say. I personally don't like to be that specific in my intentions, but I know some people really like to be that specific. So if that feels good to you, that is wonderful. I feel as though, if you're listening to me, that's funny. I don't know why I said it that way. If you're listening to me, the chances are pretty high that you need something more expansive than that. That is like telling your ego, like, go find the sun. Is it sunny outside? Yep, there it is. Okay, and done. We're not doing that here. What we're doing here is releasing anything that's keeping you from seeing that joy. You can see it all day long, but what, you know, there's still that little hitch that's asked that you have. Otherwise, you wouldn't be asking to see more. Do you get what I'm saying? This is very important for the energetic refinement, that you're very, very clear about what it is that you are doing in that moment. This doesn't mean that you know exactly where you're going, because we don't. In general, something that sticks a lot of people up is social media. So I know it's hard to change the way you consume social media as far as how much, but what if you changed what you look at on there and notice which things are causing you to react in some way? You know, I've seen people do this. You know, if you don't like what someone's saying, you're yelling at the screen. Energetically, this is very taxing for you. And also, some poor person you barely know is receiving your spit, basically. And it's just an idea that they've spoken. So, you know, whether or not that's in person, online, on a video you're watching, you know, like a movie, or if you're watching just social media, anytime you feel the need to shoot that anger out, the chances are pretty high you're just jumping over something inside of you that you can work on. Sometimes this is difficult and you just kind of have to go through the process of reacting a few times and see what that's like. But when you're starting to refine your energy, the idea is that your awareness is allowing you to take more control over what you're doing with the energy that you are. Okay, it's very important. We're all made out of energy, all of the things, all of the parts, everything. And our energetic system, which expands much wider than we do. Some people say 6 feet. There's all kinds of numbers. There's height and there's ground. It goes into the floor, into the ground, into the earth. It goes around you in all directions. Some people might talk about a torus field, whatever it is. My point is, you can be in control of how you interact with the environment on many more levels than you realize. And the best way to get to that space is starting with the things that I've put in this podcast, these simple, simple things. You need to understand whether or not you want to work with visualization. If you don't, then you don't do the visualization things, and you will find something to replace them. I can help you with that. If you have any questions about any of these things, you would email spiritspathpodcast@gmail.com. And just be clear about which episode you're talking about and what questions you have. And also, if you have any suggestions on topics for the podcast along these lines, just let me know. You know, these might be your questions also. You want to make sure to set yourself up before bed for the next morning. This is different than doing your before bed practices. It's two different things. One of them is to set you up for the next day. The other one is to clear out the energy of the day. and then you have a good sleep and you start to welcome the energy in the morning, either in a visualization of color, the orb I was talking to you about. And also another thing to keep in mind is the water you drink. If you can add a little bit of Celtic sea salt every once in a while, or I just started using something called Palo Azul, and it's a tea, it's wood from Mexico, and then the tea has this wonderful iridescence. I've just started using it, so I like it a lot. I can't really share benefits or anything, except for I like it, and I really like this simple addition to my water because it makes it this wonderful golden color, and then there's the iridescence. My point is that little shifts in basic things that you do, what you're looking at, what you're listening to, what you're consuming, like changing the water slightly, is the best way to set yourself up for being open to shifting into a very energetic and spiritually based life. Again, let me know if you have any questions about any of this. It was a little bit quick. There are other episodes about energy and, like I said, about affirmations, about intentions. There's breathing practices. The Soham breathing is a wonderful, wonderful one to add into this situation. And also, if you look at my website, farin.me, there are some one-on-one things that we can do, a chakra meditation and an energetic clearing. The energetic clearing is physical, so you have to be able to move around. If you have questions about those, again, email me, spiritspathpodcast@gmail.com. Have a wonderful week. I will talk to you soon. Bye. Thank you for listening and making it till the end of the show. Connect with me on TikTok and YouTube at mystic_Farin. My website is farin.me, and you can also find me on Instagram at Farin. Thanks for listening. Bye.